Daf is Daf Yid Test. So we got two, six lines down. The Gemara says, "Boy Rish Lakish." Rish Lakish asks the following question: "Mahu shemiyayid adam livno katam? Can a person, an adam who buys an amna ivir, can he pass her on to his child, who's a minor, as through yud?" So Gemara is medayik bino amar achmana bino koldu. Pasuk says, "Vim." I'm reading the pasuk on the side here. "Vim livno yadenu kemishpat habanos yasala." If yud is performed to his son, so he has to follow all the other halachas of an isha. So when it says livno, does that mean livno koldu, any type of any age, and therefore even to a bino katam? Oh, Dilma Gemara says perhaps bino dumya de. The bino has to be similar to him. Ma hu gadol af bino gadol. Just like the adon is a gadol, so to the ben has to be a gadol, and it would not work with a katam. So the Gemara brings a raya, Amar Rabbi Zera, Toshma Ish Prat Lakatam. So what's the Pasuk Ish referring to? The Rashi, rather the Gemara, the Pasuk on the side of the page says, V'ish Asher Yinaf as Ashes Ish, referring to Ashes Ish, a man's with a married woman. Asher Yonaf as Ashes Re'eu. So the Gemara's Medayik here, the Gemara's in Hedjin as well. Ish Prat Lakatam. The violator, the man, has to be a man above the age of 13, Prat Lakatam. A Katam, however, would not get an Isser, or not get a punishment. Asheyinaf as Ashes Ish, the woman has to be married to a man, Pral Ashes Katan. But a woman married to a Katan would not be subject to the Isser of Ashes Ish. So Gemara says, Vi Amris Miyayid, if we say that Yid can be performed by a Katan, Im Kain Matsinu Ishes Lakatan. So we do find that Ishes by Katan. I mean, right now the Gemara thinks when we say Ashes Katan is not Bechlal Ashes Ish, it sounds like there's no Ishes. It doesn't exist. There's no marriage for a Katan. So the Gemara says that if Yid works by Katan, then there would be Ishes for a Katan. So the fact that the Gemara says that's Pater by an Ashes Katan tells us that there can never be a scenario of an Ashes Katan, even through Yid, wouldn't work for a Katan. Gemara says, Elamai Inam Yayid. So it must be that Yid doesn't work. Fine, that's the Raya. Yid does not work by a katam. That's why there's never an Ashes Katam. Gemara says, if there's no Ashes Katam ever, I might come in my lekra. Why do you need to exclude it? If it doesn't exist, there's no need to exclude it. The fact that it's excluding Ashes Katam indicates that there is an Ashes Katam, that the marriage works, there's just a p'tur in terms of Ashes Ish. So tifshet minei dimayayit. So it must be the fact that there's a pasuk needed to exclude it answers the question that there is Yid by a katam. So Gemara says, no, I agree that there is Ashes Katam, but it's not through the means of Yud. Amar Vashi, Hacha B'yavam ben Teisha Shan V'yom Echad, Haba'ivam to Askinam. We're talking about a situation where, yes, you could create Ashes Katam. Let's say a husband dies, leaves his wife behind without any children. So now the brother-in-laws perform Yibam. Let's say one of the brothers is a Ben Teisha Shan V'yom Echad, 9 years old, which the Gemara tells us in many places that he's Roy for Bia at that point. So then, that can create a yibum, that could create a marriage. So that's the Ashes Katan. We're excluding that Ashes Ish doesn't apply to an Ashes Katan. But through Yid, there is a raya that Yid could also create an Ashes Katan. So Gemara says, just continuing, again, Ravashia, Amar Ravashi Hachavim V'yavam Ben Teisha Shanam V'yom Echad, Haba Yivamto, a 9-year-old boy who's with his sister-in-law, the Yivama, Askinan, Dimidaraisa Chazile, on a Daraisa level, he is fit for her. So Rashi explains the midrash chazile. Rashi explains kolomar zikukalo, that when the brother dies, the Torah creates this automatic connection between the widow and the brothers. Ba'osa bia l'chol davar v'kana liyorsha, and through bia he acquires her and he is yorisha and everything else that comes along with this. So the Gemara says, Sumal, the same, what would you think? Came in the midrash chazile, since on the midrash level, the 9-year-old boy and this sister-in-law are fit for each other. Ubiasa bia. And his bia is also considered a good bia. Habaleh mischai b'eshes ish. So too, after Yibam performed, another man who's with her will get the isser of eshes ish. Kamashmam from the pasuk, only an eshes ish is chayv in eshes ish, but not an eshes katam. So there is no raya here at all regarding a yud.
Is that considered a marriage?
It's considered a marriage only because Yibam, there's a context of a Zika that exists before him, makes it easier to accomplish. But in general, a random Katan and a woman would not be able to create Kedushin. Now look at Tosus for a second. Dibur Maschel Ish Prat LaKatan. Earlier we said that a Katan who is with a Ish does not get killed, that Katan. Afagav the Katan Labar Onshin, who, even though the Katan is not subject to Onshin, Mikomakum, it's Sarah Kra Lamute, so why do you have to exclude him? Of course a Katan won't get killed for being with a married woman. So you have to exclude it because the kasaka daitach shehin neherag, he should be killed. Kevin shaisha neregas al yado. Since the woman does get, if the boy, the katan who's with her, if that katan is over the age of 9, the bia is considered a bia, that married woman will get killed. Now since she gets killed, you might think that he, the katan, should also get killed. Kemashmalan ish pratlakatam. Now what's the havamina? I assume Rashi referred right here. No. The Mesorah Shas refers to a Tosin and Erchin. I don't know what that Tosin and Erchin says, but I assume it's connecting to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about why a behema. Let's say a man or woman's with a behema. So shochev in behema, the halach is most yamos. You die, you get killed. Even the animal gets killed. What did the animal? Gemara, but what did the animal do wrong? The animal doesn't have das. The animal doesn't have a mitzvah to keep commandments, keep mitzvahs. So Gemara says because. Since he was the cause of the Avera, or because Kalon, it's going to walk around, the person is going to say, oh, that's the animal that so-and-so is with. In order to avoid any further embarrassment, they kill the animal. So that's the Havamin here as well, that the Katam, even though the Katam himself did nothing wrong, but he was the cause of the Avera, or they're going to walk around, oh, that was a little boy who so-and-so got killed because of, maybe because of that they wanted to kill this child. Kamashman ish prat the Katam. The Katam doesn't get killed. Okay. Back to the Gemara now, halfway down the Amud. The Gemara is still trying to figure out whether Yid works for Bino Katan. So the Gemara says, "My Havile, what's the halacha? Tashma, Amar Rabbi Ivo, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Ein Yid El Begadol, Ein Yid El Benas. Yid only works when the boy's a gadol, and only works when there's das." Gemara says, "Tarti, it's superfluous. It's double. Of course, if there's only das, of course you need gadol. So Ma Tam Kamar. No, he's explaining why it only works for gadol, meaning." Ma tam ein yid el begadol. Why does yid only work with a gadol? Lefish ein yid el midas, because you need das in order to perform yid. So we see a clear statement here that doesn't work for a katan though. Ibai Zema, another way to interpret the words das here is not talking about the das of the miyad, the man, the boy. My midas, midas dida. The Amma Ivya requires her das, we require her das as well. The Tani Abai Bred Rabbi Abohu Asher Lo Yada. Asher lo yada, that yid wasn't performed. Milamed shitzarech liyada, that you require liyada. What do you mean shitzarech liyada? So says the Gemara, Gemara explains, hu tain lava hu amarla. He said this b'raisa, but he also explained the b'raisa, meaning what? Bekidusha yid, referring to yid, that you require her das, meaning, ve'aliba de Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, de amar maos harishonos lav the kedusha nitnu. Where he holds that the initial money that the father received for selling his daughter, that money is not being used for kedushin, meaning the father's out of the picture, and the only way yid works is with her consent. Now, okay, once you paskin most rishonos allow the kedushin itnu, so the father collects on selling his daughter, and that money is never used for the kedushin, so he's completely removed from the picture. So she makes the decision. You need her das. So that's how we require. Who else will make the decision? So if you look at Rashi, actually not that's Rashi. We'll do Rashi in a second. So then the Gemara says, let's look at Rashi, hu tani lev hu amar la, hu tani le masi, and he was the one who taught this brisa, fu amar ba minafshin, he said it on his own, ba hai taima, dai tzarach liyada, Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi, the amar maus rishon shekibah ha'av, lava kedushin inu, vein yid el bepruta shaleha, the yid works on the pruta that's on her value now, whatever she has left, if she has anything left on her contract, that value that she has left out, she is able to use for kedushin for the current year now. The fikach ein dasa ab behen mitchila. Vim ein modia shetukabela ein kam kedushin. If you don't let her know that he wants to perform kedushin, then it won't work. So the only way you could assume that yid works midas, if you assume that yid is based lav, that the most rishonos are lav the kedushin into, and rather it's her decision to make. But then comes along Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Even if you assume that the father's initial acceptance of the money when he sold her is the same money that's going to be used for the yud, you still require her das. Why? Doesn't the father make the decisions? Shaini hacha damar rachmana yada. The Torah says yada. Says Rashi, what does it mean yada? Shaini hacha, Rashi says around 10 lines up, dichsiv lashon yada limidreshe lashon deya. I assume it's the same letters. He's switching around the letters. Yada is deya. Mm-hmm. Even though the father's money that he accepted was for kedushin, you still need her deya. You still need her das, even according to that man damar. So everybody agrees that you need das. When the b'ris above says, ein yud el begadol, vein yud el medas, those are two separate statements. The boy has to be a gadol, and the girl has to have her own das. But either way, we prove from here that yud does not work for b'no katam. Gemara now wants to know, my Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. We've been discussing this for a long time now. Who exactly is Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda? What's this machlokas But most Rishonos, the Kedushin Ninu, Olah the Kedushin Ninu. The Gemara finally quotes this Brisa, the Tanya Yodav Hefta. The Pasuk here on the side says, I'm reading the whole thing, Imra Beine Adunel, if she's bad in the eyes of her master, Asher Lo Yada, Lo with a Vav here, Asher Lo Yada, that he had performed Yid with her, Vehefta, and he redeemed her, Lam Nachri, Lo Yimshal Blamacha Bevigaba. So the Pasuk juxtaposes the two words, Yada Vehefta, Yud and redemption. What's the connection? So the Gemara says, quotes in the Brisa, Yada Vehefta, Tzarech Shehe Shahos Beyom Kade Pedia. That there has to be enough time in the day of redemption. There has to be a pruta left over in order for you to take place. Let's say she's at the last second where there's no value left, but she's still an avdus. Everyone agrees that yud could only be performed while she's still an evid or am ivria. But the question is, how much time has to be left over? So it sounds like from here that there has to be enough time in the day that's worth a pruta of her work in order that that the remaining tab can be transferred over into yud. So mikan, from here we say, Amar Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Im yeshos b'yom k'dei lasos imo shavapruta, if there's enough day, enough time in the day that's worth the value of shavapruta for mekudeshes, it works. Vim lav ein mekudeshes, but if there's not enough time, if there's only a few seconds left where it's not worth the shavapruta, then kedushin doesn't work. Because you're using that tab to transfer over into the kedushin. Alma, we see from here though, kesaver malus rishonos la the kedushin ninu, that the initial money that was given was not l'shem kedushin. That's why you need a remaining balance on her work to be transferred into kedushin. However, Rav Nachman Mar Yitzchak Amar, no, he holds afilu teima la kedushin ninu. Even if you hold that the initial money given to the father is being used for kedushin, and you really don't need to have any amount of value left over on her remaining balance, still shaynu hechal de Amar v'rachman of hefte. There's a special Gzeres HaKasuf. The Gzeres HaKasuf tells us that even though the money from the father that he received is really using the Kedushin, special Gzeres HaKasuf, in order for the yud to take effect, there needs to be a shavapruta left of time on her remaining work. Because of Gzeres HaKasuf. But in Echanami, what's really creating Kedushin was the first maus, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Fine. Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Amar Rav Nachman. Omer Adam Libito Ktana. A person can say to his daughter, who's...
Sorry. Yeah. The only nafkamina between their two opinions, Rashi speaks out there's a nafkamina here, is according to Rabbi Akiva, if you would be allowed to sell after the father's initial mechira for Ishus.
Right.
Had he done, is it considered an Ishus or is it not?
Right. Well, the Gemara is going to say that's a nafkamina, but if it's Maus Rishonos Nitnu L'Kedushim, that takes effect in the beginning, Me'achshav. And as Maus Rishonos Lav L'Kedushim Ninu takes effect at the end. Right. So let's say she accepts Kedushim for someone in the middle, will that be a Kedushim?
So this isn't the only nafkamina, like it seems obscure. Just in Rabbi Kiva Shita about Shifcha Ishus Acher.
Wait, which Rashi are you referring to here? The last one?
It's like 15, 12 lines off the Kedushin Nitnu.
Rashi says, Nafkamina, the Havale Mecha is Bita Leishus, Vim Yada, Vinis Armala, Shuv Ein Mocha, Le Shifchus, the Rabbi Kiva.
It's only Rabbi Kiva.
Now, if he sells it off to his daughter, to Ishus, his Yid, and then she becomes a widow, right. He can't sell her again.
And to Rabbi Kiva, right, that you can have a sale after Ishus. It's considered Ishus, the original.
I see. So that's okay.
It sounds like such an obscure nafkamina
between the two sheets. But a lot of times the nafkaminas are very obscure. Just to highlight the difference. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman. Six lines up. Omer Adam Labito Ktana, a person, a man, a husband, a father could say to his daughter, who's under the age of 12, Tzi v'kibli kedusheich, go out and accept your own kedushin, even though she's a Ktana. And normally we learn that Ktana, his father accepts the kedushim, he can give her the independence to accept her own kedushim. How does he know this? Midi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. How does he learn this from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda? Is it, Gemara explains, Lav Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maos Rishonos Lav Kedushin Ninu, that the initial money that the father accepted was not for kedushin. V'chi Mishayar Basha Pruta, when she has on her own, as an Am Ivria, a value of a Shah Pruta left over for her to work, Havu Kedushay, it works. In essence, she makes her own decision. She, as an Am Ivria, who is a Katana, has the right to accept the Yud. So too, if the father says to her, I'm letting you be on your own, even as a regular girl, a regular Katana, she also has that right to accept her own condition. Another statement, Amar Rav Nachman, HaMekadish B'milva, Sheish HaLeb HaMashkon Mekudeshus. Let's say for this outstanding loan, and there's a Mashkon, there's a collateral in case the person default on the loan. It works, mekudeshes. You can be mekadesh through this mashkan. How? Midi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the same idea. How? Lav Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Maos Harishon Shlav LeKedushin Nenu. The initial money that the father accepted was not for Kedushin. Hai Halvahu. It's simply an outstanding loan. It's right. The father, in essence, borrowed money, and he's paying back through the mashkon, through his daughter being the mashkon. She's the collateral. V'hi gufa mashkon. She's the mashkon. And we say v'chi mishayir basha pruta. When there's an amount of a pruta left over, miyayid, the yid works on this mashkon. Have a kedushin. So too, in a regular case of a typical loan and a mashkon, you could be mocha on the loan and the through the mashkon be performing kedushin.
This is different than the case we saw before where he says, I'm going to lend you money and here's a mashkon for that.
Money in kind, mashkon in kind, right.
Here, because the loan is already pre-existing,
What's the distinction between these two different cases? I don't remember. I remember that's a big discussion in general, how to understand that sugya earlier in the Masechta. I imagine he quite quotes this. Yeah, Tosfos on the bottom quotes this. Tosfos on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Right there is referring to a malva that has a mashkon. Here is referring to being makadish the mashk with the mashkon itself. There is referring to the loan was being used as the kedushin, and even though there's a mashkon which may have strengthened the loan, that's not good enough. Here the mashkon, the chayfet is being used. I think that's the distinction he's drawing here. I have to look at it clearer though. Okay. The Gemara now on the top of Yud Testament base, two lines down, quotes a Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Ketzad mitzvah Yud. How exactly does Yud work? What's the process? So Omer La, so the Adon or the son says to her, Bifnei Shnayim in front of two Edim, Hareya Mekudesh is Li, you're married to me, or Hareya Meresh is Li, or any of the other languages that works for Kedushim. Afil Besof Shesh, even if it's the end of the 6 years, Vafil Samach Leshkiyas Acham, even with just a few seconds left, she's about to be free. 6 years is almost expired. Vinoig ba minag ishus, he acts there in a way of a marriage. Veino noig ba minag shifchus, and not a way of acting of shifchus of being an amivir. That's good enough as long as there's a few seconds left, even though the time that's left is not worth the shavaputa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh shalosh b'yom kidei la'asos imo shavaputa mikudeshus. If there's enough time left that's worth the shavaputa, it works. Vimlav ain't a mekudesh. If it does, if there's not enough time, it doesn't work. So these two mandamrim is the same achlokas earlier, whether Moshe has shown us the kedushin nitnu or not.
You need edim.
You definitely need edim. Everybody agrees you need edim. The point is how much time needs to be left over on her. Right. So the first mandamrim doesn't require any, just a few seconds. You don't need a shapruta because the Moshe has shown us, according to the Tanakhama, is being used for kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, again, l'shitaso, he thinks Moshe Shonos lav l'kedushin nitnu, and it's her current value. Therefore, you need to show pruta right now of her leftover work to be transferred into the yud.
We said before, according to Mandam, holds that Moshe Shonos for kedushin, it's still shani hachad amar rachman of a hifte, that there was still, wasn't there still a need that there be a shava pruta remaining?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So it must be, this is the third
Shita.
Shita,
right?
This must be the third Shita. Yeah, okay, Nechanami. Let's just see.
Unless you're saying that it's still his man to do pigeon.
But then what's Machlokas?
Sounds like that's the Nekudu.
Okay, that's what it must be a third cheetah. Okay, then the Gemara says, so Mashal, the Gemara continues with the Brisa. Mashal, this debate here, there's a Mashal, Le'omer Le'isha, person says to his wife, Hiskachi, or to a woman, Hiskachi Li, Me'achshav, La'achash Loshim Yom, get married to me now, and it will take effect after 30 days though, but it's going to start now, but, so, Uba'achar V'kidsha, Besoch Shloshim Yom, Shemekudeshas, Rishon. And someone else in between, in those 30 days, gets married to her, or tries to get married to her. The second one doesn't work. She's married to the first guy. So Gemara wants to know, this Mashal Laman, who's this Mashal going to support? Tanakama or Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda? Ilema Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda to support his Ha Im Yesh Shalos Biyom Kedei Lasos Imo Shaprut Mekudeshes Vim Lav Lo. So according to him, it's not a good mashal, because this mashal that we're bringing is referring to the money that's given in the beginning. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Yid has nothing to do with the money in the beginning. The Malos Rishonos Lav the Kedushin Nitnu. It's all about whatever is at the end. So this wouldn't work out well according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda.
Not the same case.
But it's a mashal. But the Matthew Mark says this is not compared. This does not work for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda for that very case, because he thinks that the Kedushin only takes effect at the end with the Amivriya. Right. The last few minutes where the Sharput is there, that's when it takes effect. This mashal is talking about where it takes effect Me'achsha from the beginning.
Oh, but the case of the Amivriya, it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Ain't a chanami.
He needs a new Amira. The case of the mashal.
That's fine. Even if he has a new Amira, there's still a question, does when that Amira happens, does it take effect from the beginning? Right. Retroactively or really from now? So the question is it Lamafraya or is it Machshab or
no, according to the mashal, I don't think he needs another Amira.
I agree, you don't have to. That's not the point. Again, whenever there's a new Amira for the Yid, you require a new Amira for the Yid, but when that Amira takes place, is it saying that the Yid took effect from the beginning now? From all the way from the beginning, then when they initially got sold, or Me'achshav, from the current status? So that's what the Gemara said, that same Mashal here as well, with Kedushin. He said Me'achshav, but it doesn't take effect to Shloshim Yom later. So this doesn't work out for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because he thinks it only takes effect, the Yid only works at the end, not in the beginning. So therefore, the Gemara says, Amar of Acha Brei Dirava, Mashal Rabbanim. This is a Mashal for the first opinion, for the Tanakama, who holds that the Malos Rishonos, Likadushin Inu. And when they decide that they want to do Yid, so then that Yid tells us that at the beginning, when the money was given, it took effect from the beginning of that acquisition of the Amar Ivriya. Mars is Pshita, it's a very obvious connection. These two are very, very similar. You don't need to tell me a Mashal to explain Shitas Rabbanim. They're very parallel. So Gemara says, Mao the same, Hallo Amar Le Me'achshav. One might think they're not really comparable, since by the Yud case he never said Me'achshav. So then maybe it shouldn't work, even though the Malos Rishonos was given Lekedushin. Since Me'achshav was never said, so then maybe it shouldn't work Me'achshav. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'u Desema Hallo Amar Le Halav Hayadon Me'achshav. The other never said to the father when he initially bought his daughter. The other didn't say Me'achshav. Let it take effect now if I decide to do Yud. So you might think, just like the case of Yud, where Achshav was never said, so too in a parallel case of a man marrying a woman, if he doesn't say Me'achshav, he just says, here's the money, let's get married in 30 days, you might think it would work Me'achshav, even though he never said Me'achshav. Kamash Lummer saying that no, Yud is special. Yud, there must be some implicit understanding. When he bought the daughter, there's an understanding from the Torah that it might take effect Me'achshav. The Yud takes effect Me'achshav, even though he never said Me'achshav. As opposed to a regular case of Kedushin, the only way it takes effect right now is if you say Me'achshav, you have to articulate Me'achshav for it to take effect Me'achshav. Gemara quotes another Braisa, Tani Idach. Hamoches Bito, person sells his daughter. And when she gets married to somebody else, probably should be halcha. The kitchelacher, and she gets married to somebody else. Sichek ba'adam. They say he's making fun. He's laughing, making fun, mocking at the master. Umekadashis l'sheni divi Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Now I guess it must be that the father halach the father. The father gets her married to somebody else. So he sells the daughter to Reuven, and then marries her to somebody else afterwards. He's mocking her. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why? Because he holds, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, that the Kedushin doesn't take effect from the beginning, it only takes effect at the end. So she was never connected, there's never a Yud to the master that allows the father to marry her to somebody else, and it works. No, even though the father, during her sale, the father had married her to somebody else, that marriage doesn't take effect because the Yid, if he decides at the end, the Adon decides to do Yid at the end, it tells us already from the beginning, Mafreya, the Yid had taken effect. And that's going to knock out the possibility of her staying married to that second individual. So the Gemara says, Mashal, this Machlok is a Mashal compared to the following Mashal. La'omer, man says to Anisha, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Lachar Shloshim Yom, he doesn't say Me'achshav, he just says, I'm going to marry you after 30 days, and he gives the money now though. Uba'acher, someone else comes, v'kidsha b'soch shloshim yom, and within those 30 days, marries her. Shemukudesh is l'sheni. She's married to the second guy and not to the first guy since achshav wasn't said. So the mashal l'man, who is this mashal trying to explain? Ilema l'rabbanan, this is trying to explain the rabbanan, the second opinion here, that we say that the yid works. So hama rabbanan imrat liyad miyayid. He's allowed to. The kedushin rishon really works, not the kedushin sheni. So Ella, I must be Amar Ravacha Bered Rava Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's supporting his opinion that no, that Malus Rishos Lav the Kedushin Ninu, and the Yud only takes effect afterwards. So therefore, if she gets married to someone else before him, she's married to that other guy before him. So it's a very comparable case. Gemara Sepshita. What's the need for Mashal? Those two cases are so obvious. Mal the same Halo Amar Le Laach Shloshim Yom Kamashmal. You might think since he never said after 30 days, what does that mean? So Rashi explains Mal the same. What would you have thought? Halom or la? B'shas matan malus, when the money was initially given, amnasha tisyari li lachar zman, that the yud should take effect after some time. U'mishim hachi amar b'yosi mekudeshes l'sheni. That's why the second man comes along and marries her. She's married to the second guy because yud doesn't take effect until after everything at the end. About heichad amar hiskachi li lachar shloshim. But if he says to her, marry me after 30 days, afa gav delo amar me'achshav. Even though he didn't say me'achshav. Chayil Hasha, I might think that it actually does take effect now. Because the idea is, when it comes to Yud, you might, there's no habit to think that Yud should take effect right now. Because when he sold the daughter, there's no mention of Yud at all. Yud was not anticipated at all, so it only takes effect at the end. But a case of Kedushin where they're talking about, let's get married now. But he didn't say Ma'akshah, but we're talking about marriage, and he says, let's have it take effect after 30 days, there's a habit to think maybe it should work Me'achshav because they anticipated that marriage that will happen in 30 days, even though Me'achshav wasn't said. So Kamashman, the fact that we compare the case of Kedushin, Lacha Shloshim Yom, to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda of Yud, tells us that it does not work Me'achshav. They're both cases of we don't anticipate it happening. Whenever it happens, nothing takes effect Me'achshav. Okay, let's go weiter. Mark quotes another brisa. Tani idach. Another brisa says, "Hamoches bittel upasak amnash liyaid." A guy sells his daughter, and he creates a stipulation that on condition that you're not allowed to perform yid with my daughter. Niskaim hatanai divrei Rabbi Meir. That tanai works, and the sale is a good sale. He knocks at the possibility of yid. Chacham omrim imrat liyaid meid. Nope. If afterwards the other wants to perform yid, it works. The tanai was never effective. Person cannot make a stipulation against the Torah, a din of the Torah. And therefore, the stipulation is knocked out, but the agreement still stands through. The tanai is viewed as something very external, it's as if it was never said, and the statement, the mechir itself, goes through. So the Gemara says, Ulu Rameir tanai kayim. So wait a second. Rameir thinks that tanai works. You're allowed to be masna, masha kosuba Torah? You can make a tanai on something that appears in the Torah? Certainly not. We have a braisa, bahatanya. Ha'omer li isha, a man says to his wife, ha'ri aro to a woman, ha'ri amikudesh li, amnash shein lecha alai, sheik tisvona. I'm going to marry you on one condition. I have no responsibilities for you. The law is ha'ri amikudesh, vitina bato, divi Rabbi Meir. It's a good kedushin, but your stipulations don't work. You still have a responsibility. That's Rabbi Meir Shita himself. Tano is bato. And just to finish the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'davar shebe mamon t'nokayim. He distinguishes if it's something that's davar shebe mamon, namely when it comes to sher ktsus, when it comes to clothing and food, that will be effective. You can, she can be mochel on those dini mamonas. When it comes to ona, that's not a davar shebe mamon, that will not be effective. But either way, we see from here that Rabbi Meir clearly holds that a person may not be masna amashikas b'torah. And one who does, the t'no is batal. But the mice still goes through by kedushim. So to hear when he sells the daughter, amnas lo liyaid, we should say that the tanai is batal, but the mechir is still a good mechir. But yet he says not. He says that the tanai is kayim. How do we deal with this? So the Gemara explains, Amar Chizkiya, shiny hacha damar kral laama, pamim shein mocha el laama bilvad. The pasuk says laama. So even though in general Rabbi Meir holds that Tano is Bato and the Maisa goes through, there's a special Gzeresakovsu that if you want, you could sell her just to be an Amma without the possibility of a Liyada, without the possibility of Yir. Lama means you could sell her only to be Amma. It's a built-in Gzeresakovsu. That's why it works in this particular case. Now, according to the Rabbanon, Hai Amma Mai Avdile, they hold that the Tano is Bato, that you cannot sell an Amma Ivriya without the possibility of Yir. Amma Ivriya means there always has to be that possibility. So what do they learn from the word La'ama? So Gemara explains, "Hamibayle lichadatanya." It's needed for the following price. La'ama milamed shemocha lepsulim. La'ama tells me you could sell her as an ama, even though you can even sell her to a psul. The psul, where she's not allowed to get married to them, so that you're basically knocking out the possibility. You're not making the tanai. You're just putting her into a situation where there will be an iser for her to get married to somebody else. So in essence, you're knocking her out from a halachic standpoint of turning into marriage. But that's what's coming to teach me, that you can sell her to one who she's possible to get married to. But to sell it to someone and make it tanai, who she's mutter to, that she can't marry, that's not allowed. Only tell me that she can be sold to an Am Ivri only, without the possibility of marriage, when it's being sold to a psul. Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? Follow dinu, it's a kavachomer, that you're allowed to sell her to psulim. What's the kavachomer? Im mikadshe lepsulim. If you're allowed to be mikadshe lepsulim, which means, Rashi says, you're not allowed to be mikadshe lepsulim. Rashi explains, let's look at Rashi, Melamech and Mochel Psulim first. You're allowed to sell her, an Am Ivriya, Lamamzer, to an Asin, Shein Rasha Liyayid, certain people, men, who she can't marry, Veinam Nimcheres Lahem El Shifchas Bavad. You're allowed to do that. The next Gemara, next Rashi says, in Mekachel Psulim, the Kedushin Tofsin Bechai Vilavim, not that you're allowed to, but that the Kedushin will be effective. If one were to get married to a Mamzer or Nisin, the Kedushin will be Chal. So if the kedushin works, so lo yimkadu lepsulim, should you not be able to sell them to psulim? Certainly you can. Again, if kedushin works, b'di'evid, so then certainly mechir should work as well, even lechachila. Not such a great kavachomer. One's b'di'evid, one's lechachila. The Gemara says, I don't like this kavachomer anyways, aside from the fact that one's lechachila, one's b'di'evid. Ma, that might be even the answer. Ma lemekadcha lepsulim, shekein adam mekadesh b'ido kshinara. Now there's a certain strength by Kedushin that a father's able to sell, rather marry his daughter off, when, even when she's a Naira. But when she's a Naira, he cannot sell her. So we see that there is a certain Chumra by Mechira, that Mechira doesn't work by a Naira. So just because Naira, you can marry off a Naira, doesn't mean you could sell off a Naira. So there's a distinction, you can't bring a Raya. And therefore, Tamalomer Laama. That's why you need Laama to tell me that Milamed Shemochel Psulim, that you're allowed to sell her to someone she's possible to marry, such as a Mamzer or a Nissen.
And will, if you, they do Yid, would it be Tofes?
That's a good question. L'chora, it should be Tofes, just like Kedushin.
Well, different.
Right. L'chora, it should. I don't know for sure, though.
It's just possible to learn Xeris HaKasov that you're allowed to sell despite the fact you can't do the douche. But I agree, Chorot should be no different than regular douche.
Let's see if anyone addresses this. Taking a quick look in the back, I don't see anybody addressing this. Okay, let's go a little further. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Lelame Chimochel Psulim, if it's coming to tell me that you're allowed to sell it to apostle, there's a mefurish pasuk which already gives her the heter to sell her off to a psulim. What's the pasuk? If she's evil in the eyes of her master, what does it mean she's evil? She'ra ben yisuel. She's evil. It's aser to Rashi says she'ra ben yisuel she'asur ala. It's aser to him. So we see that there's a heter to sell her off to someone who she's possible to. So then, what does he do with the word matam lomar la'ama? So now that word la'ama is extra for Rabbi Eliezer. The Lamed Shemochel Krovim to tell me that not only can you sell her to Psulim, where Kedushin will be effective b'di'evid, but even to Krovim, where a Kedushin will not be effective even b'di'evid. Right, there's a dig from this Rashi to your point. Top line, Rashi says, L'Krovim, Afagav Shein Kan Yid, Shein Kedushin Tof Shimbo. Since there's no Yid, how is there no Yid? Because there's no Kedushin. Kedushin is not Tofes, implying if Kedushin is Tofes, Yid would be effective. So Gemara says, why do you need a raya to tell me that she's allowed to be sold to Krovim? Halo dinu, it's a kavachomer that she could be sold to Krovim. Im mochel psulim, loim karen la Krovim. If she could be sold to psulim, so certainly she should be able to be sold to Krovim as well. Gemara says, no, there's a very big difference. Mala mochel psulim, shim rotel yayid miyayid. Well, that's, I guess, that's a mefurish Gemara now. When it comes to mochel psulim, im rotel yayid yayid, it takes effect, but the eved. In Karen la Krovim, would you say that you could sell to Krovim? Shim Ratz liyayid Einam yayid, where you doesn't work for Krovim? That's why you need Amakra, La'ama, Melamed Shemoch la Krovim. The word La'ama teaches us, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that she could even be sold to Krovim. And let's just read a few more lines, and we'll stop here. So Rabbi Meir now, so going back to Rabbi Meir's opinion for a second, so he used the word la'ama to teach me that you're allowed to sell her to a regular person on the condition that you cannot turn to Yud. So that's what la'ama teaches us. So how does he know that you can sell her to Krovim as well? He learned that from Rabbi Eliezer.
First the psulin.
From the pasuk Imra'a Beinah, that's how he knows you can sell it to Psulim. And Bekrovim, how do you know that you can sell it to Krovim? Savala Kerabban and Amri Ein Mochel Krovim. He holds that you're not allowed to sell them to Krovim at all. So therefore, there's no riot to prove because he holds that it doesn't work for Krovim. And that's Shitas Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll stop here.
Shkaya.
I need to go pick up the next Masifta today. I went yesterday, they didn't have them in.